Well, you know, that never happens. Well, we've been fortunate to win some of those games here of late, so I always think that's a testament to the fight in the group. But, man, you know, I think we were down 8 with 2:25 left. We were trying everything. We guarded them. Strangely, I'm looking at the stat sheet. It's the weirdest stat sheet. Like, they shot almost 50% from the field. We shot 35. We turned them over in the last couple of minutes, and the crowd got in favor of us, and we made some huge plays. The offensive rebound at the end, I mean, we and a kick out to Mush was just gigantic. So,
Matt, the Cornell shot or that shot?
A win is a win. It's the same. A win is a win.
What did you see on that play?
That might be a question for a CP. Shot, I mean, for the play. It was his head at the rim on the rebound? Went up, and then, I mean, geez, I had the easy job. He did all the work right there. It was an unbelievable play.
You guys were 3 of 30 for 3 before you shot that one. Was there ever any doubt that you were going to
take that shot? We were due for one. Yeah. We trust all our guys on our team to make shots, you know, and we're going to have days where we don't shoot it great. And we're going to have to win in other ways. And I mean, Cade showed it right there. How about we do it on the boards, get to the rim, you know? We shot a lot of free throws, got some stops when we needed to. So it was just an unbelievable, like, resiliency.
Cade, what did you see on that last sequence? Just walk us through what you saw.
It's kind of a blur for me, honestly. I don't exactly know who shot the shot before him, but you know, I kept telling Zach Martini, you know, keep crashing the glass. Like, we're gonna get rebounds. We're missing a lot of shots. We're gonna get some. And you know, that was my mindset. If I didn't shoot it, I was going straight to the rim and trying to get it. So I just went up. Luckily, the ball bounced my way. I got it, kicked it out to him, and I knew it was good as soon as he got it. So.
You also became tying 3, Caden, a really big day for you, especially in the last stretch. What was working? Was it the full court press? What was working that helped turn that in such a hurry, turn that around?
Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, especially playing at home in front of a good crowd, I think if a team has a lead and you start to make a couple points, make a little comeback, it starts to get, you know, there's some nerves on the other side. And I think the crowd played a huge part in the win. And, you know, we really feed off the crowd. And so I feel like if the crowd's into it, a lot of times big plays happen, you hit shots and, you know, so, yeah.
Yeah, Matt, speaking of the same thing, that was the biggest and loudest crowd you've had here yet this season. Students are back, the banner ceremony before the game. Now that you maybe have had 2 minutes to relax and at the end of the game and reflect, what did it mean to pull out that win in front of such a big and full-throated crowd?
It was great. It was unbelievable. Like to play in those moments, you know, especially at home. You got the whole crowd on your side. So we appreciate the whole community for coming out. They were unbelievable. They really showed out for us.
Is there a feel that, like, you're never out of a game because of how quickly you can put a run together, especially here at home?
Sure. I think we always believe that. We know we're a good team, and even when we're getting down, you know, we keep saying to each other, you know, just chip away. You know, we're going to make a run. We're going to make shots. And we did.
Caden, you're talking about the Sweet 16. You think the experience of what you did last March helped in a game like today to come through in a clutch like that?
Yeah, I think absolutely. It just, honestly, every game. But, yeah, playing in front of big crowds and, you know, dealing with adversity. You know, just being older. We have experienced guys who've played in big-time games. It helps so much.
Coach, how about that 1-3-1? Do you expect to use that a little more? It certainly seemed to help today.
Yeah, whatever it was, we really had no shot. We tried everything, so it was great. Turn them over.
Mitch, you looking forward to
these guys have to go.
Yeah,
we're
good.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
thank you.
Are you looking forward to see the net on Monday, or are you not even going to look at that? It's out.
I don't know. I mean, I said to their coach after the game, like, yeah, we were really fortunate to get that win. But, you know, Mush, that's multiple times since he's been here, does something like that. I mean, we got, you know, 16 more shots than they got. And We needed all of them. We just couldn't find the rim.
What can you say about Caden's game and the way he played down the amazing. Stretch here?
It's amazing. He's got a nose for the ball unlike anything I've ever seen. You know, he just seems to know exactly where it's going to go and when to go. It's like Dennis Rodman. He's just right there every time. He 24 and 15. How many times have we seen that in the history of Princeton basketball? It's regularly happening.
It seemed like he was really going to the basket there midway through the second half. And his shots weren't falling.
It's great.
Guys.
Yeah. He was hard on himself about missing some free throws, but at least he's getting their team in foul trouble. We were in the double bonus with 6 minutes left, which helped us. And then he made the two that really counted there, and then he made the huge three at the top of the key.
What is it like for you to know you have guys who want the ball, take that big shot?
Love it. I love the way we were attempting, the shots that we were attempting, and felt like one of them was going to go. I just thought we blew it when they got the easy layup and really quickly in transition to make it 71-69. But I still don't know exactly what happened.
This was a day when the Sweet 16 was being celebrated. What did that mean to you?
Your thoughts? I don't think we were emotional.
Yeah.
Maybe we haven't played at home as much as, you know, we've won now two games. We're three in a row now where we weren't that sharp, but the group has great potential and the bench is really coming along. And, you know, Blake went 0 for 10 from three. That's not going to happen again.
Do you think last year's experience did help in a game?
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
This?
Absolutely. There's zero fear with the group, starting with Mush. You know, 4 minutes left in the game, he's talking to the bench like, what, you guys can't talk?
Right.
You know, he's just relentlessly positive towards winning.
Mitch, you mentioned a minute ago, you alluded to the free throws sort of helps start. You're down 11 at the under four, and when the three isn't going in, you're getting to the line constantly.
Yeah.
How important was that?
That was big, and then there were a couple tie-ups underneath their basket where there was no time off of the clock, and we got 2 points out of it.
Yeah.
So the clock seemed to be going slowly, which was great for us and terrible for them. But we had to be in the double bonus. I mean, I said to them, I've got three timeouts left. I'll use all of them so you can get rest. I ended up not using the last one.
What about Xavier's game? I mean, these guys are so good.
Yeah.
They hit another huge game.
Yeah. He's got, I mean, you've seen now what we see daily, and he's 9 for 11 from the line, and, you know, he just has a real knack for finding the basket. To win a game like that for this group, seems like very improbable win percentage, whatever it was, like 1%, you know, and is great. And now we need to do it one more time in the league. You know, you don't have to win another game like that.
Your starting lineup must be really exhausted after the Bucknell game, having played so many minutes in that second half.
We barely did anything yesterday and Thursday, and we're keeping it in mind. They're telling me, unless they're lying to me, they're telling me they feel great.
Drexel won against
Villanova. They beat Villanova.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just wanted to
not getting
more gray hair.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, I mean, everybody's good. So everybody's getting better as well. And Drexel's got, we're familiar with their big guy inside. So, we'll enjoy this, though.
The schedule's shaping out to be really tough. I mean, you kind of asked about the net earlier, but you've got Drexel and St. Joe's coming up.
Yeah. I love these games. You know, two Philly teams, well coached, both playing well. You know, obviously Nova, St. Joe's has had some really good wins. These are, you know, I said to the guys today, like, look, you're playing three games in a row that if you're a college basketball fan, these are fun games to watch. And I don't think that we're adjustable. And I think today we figured out, like, we can't be too adjustable. We've got to have some guts and, like, north-south type basketball. We've got to get ourselves to the rim. And we did, a little late. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, Mitch.
Appreciate it.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.